Hey everyone, welcome back to Dad's Bedtime Stories. It's time once again to check our voicemail to see if we have any story suggestions for today.
Dear Martin, my name is Nora and I'm 5 years old and I want to request a castle where there's a mysterious bad queen and could you do it with my voice?
That is a great suggestion, Nora. And in fact, while I was walking around doing other things today, I kept thinking of this story idea and it kind of got together in my mind. But before we get on to that, I just want to give a big shout out and thank you to everyone who's helping support the podcast by, you know, sharing it with friends, writing reviews. It all goes a really long way. As many of you probably already know, I'm running a fundraiser right now called the Break Even Fundraiser, trying to raise enough money to break even with the podcast. If you want to donate money, you can go check out my Patreon. There's some bonus episodes there. You can join as a member. All of it goes directly back into the podcast. Most recently, I've actually been playing around with creating some new coloring pages for the podcast. I'm thinking I might do a little coloring book or something like that with the main parts of the podcast. You can check those out on Patreon as well. Free to all members, free members as well. So just head on over to Patreon, download some of those coloring pages, print them off, assuming anyone still has a printer, or maybe just, do it at work or something like that. And then, color them in and have your parents send me a picture of them. I'll put some of the top ones up on the website and social media and that sort of thing. But that's probably been going on long enough. Close your eyes, get as comfy as you can in those beds, and imagine yourself doing what the kid in the story does. Imagine yourself flying on your spaceship once again. You buckle yourself into your pilot seat, a wide grin spreading across your face. Today, like many days with your magic spaceship, promises adventure. A dive into the unknown. Spaceship, you call out with a little bit of excitement. Set a course for the next uncharted star system. I want to find something cool. Understood, spaceship says. Before long, you arrive in the next star system. You pilot the ship at incredible speed around the planets and up towards the sun. As you fly, you notice something kind of strange. A planet that seems like it's sheathed entirely in ice, gleaming like a jewel under the starlight. Look at that spaceship, it's completely frozen, you say. The planet appears to be entirely encased in ice. Would you like to take a closer look? Of course I would, you respond. You and spaceship descend through the atmosphere and down towards the world below. As the world comes into sharper focus, you see that the surface is a mosaic of icy blues and whites. It's covered in all sorts of planet-like things, but they're all frozen. Every tree, every building, every hill is entirely encapsulated in a thick layer of ice. It's like an entire civilization existed here, and then suddenly became frozen, mid-task, without even expecting it. As you fly lower, a grand ice castle comes into view at the planet's center. Let's land near that castle, you suggest, pointing towards the huge structure at the center of the planet. Spaceship gently maneuvers towards a clear area. Its engines whisper as you touch down on the frozen surface. You open up the back hatch and the cold suddenly hits you. Oh, wow, it is freezing, you say. You look down at your wrist, seeing your watch, and you press the button on it that causes your spacesuit armor to fold around your entire body. As soon as you're fully covered, the heating function turns on, returning your body to a normal temperature. It feels really great to be warm again. You step outside, safe in your nice, warm armor. Curious, you begin walking through what looks like an old village, completely frozen in time. You look through the ice-glazed windows of the houses. Everything still seems to be there, silent, waiting. You see a whole bunch of frozen animals, all dressed in clothes, going about normal tasks. This planet must be full of alien creatures that look kind of like animals, you realize, as you pass a frozen lion, standing tall like a statue, looking like he was in mid-sentence when he got frozen. You walk up towards the ice castle. The gates of the castle are really, really big. They look like they're carved from a single slab of ice, etched with really neat patterns that sparkle under the pale light of the sun. As you approach, the gates creak open without even touching them, as if inviting you in, or perhaps expecting you. The air inside the castle is even colder, tinged with a faint scent of frost and pine. Inside, the castle is a marvel of frozen architecture. There's chandeliers made of icicles hanging from the ceiling, casting shimmering lights across the halls. The floors are slick, as smooth as glass. You walk carefully along their surface. And then you hear a voice, as cool as ice itself. "Welcome, traveler." Turning towards the source, you see her, an ice queen. She stands at the end of the grand hall, her gown flowering and merging with the floor. Her hair is as pale as snow, and her eyes shine with a steely blue that reminds you of deep ice. "I am the queen of this realm," she continues, her gaze fixed on you. "Once this planet thrived with warmth and life, but my people, they wouldn't listen, wouldn't understand the balance of nature, so I made them see, I made them listen." Her words hang in the air, heavy with sorrow, but also power. You step forward. "I've come to learn about your world, to understand," you say, your voice steady, hoping to ease the tension. Maybe there's a way I could help, bring back balance, something like that." The queen studies you for a moment, her expression completely unreadable. Then, slowly, she nods. "Maybe you can at that. Let us talk more. Join me for some iced tea. Let us see if your presence brings warmth that can thaw more than just ice." As you follow her through the corridors, the castle seems to come alive. Shadows flicker, and you notice the furniture moving subtly. A chair in the corner of your eye adjusts its position. A curtain pulls back slightly, watching you as if it's alive. The Ice Queen leads you to a quaint little room where the ice seems to soften into shapes of comfortable furniture. Chairs and tables that look like they're carved from ice themselves, covered with a thick, frost-resistant fabric, invite you to sit down. The queen sits down in a beautiful throne and gestures for you to sit in a chair across from her. As you settle in, a tea service floats into the room. It just kind of floats right in. It lands itself on the table between you and the queen. And then, as if alive, the teacups fly over to the side, and the teapot floats up in the air, filling each cup with what you can only assume is the iced tea the queen spoke about. Then, one of the cups flies directly into your hand, and the other flies towards the queen. Thank you, you say. You're welcome. I rarely have visitors, she begins, her voice echoing in the ice-crafted room. Especially not ones who carry such warmth within them. She watches you as you sip the iced tea, her eyes curious and sharp. Tell me, what brings such a traveler to my realm? You explain your journey across the stars, how you met Spaceship and Changer, and began to explore the universe, eventually finding yourself here. In fact, you say, I've been to planets all over this universe, and I find sometimes people I meet there are just, you know, like a little misguided. They mean to do well, but they just take things too far. You know what I'm saying? The queen just looks at you with an icy stare. The room's temperature seems to drop. Are you suggesting that my actions might be a little too far? The queen asks, her voice cold, her eyes hardening like ice surrounding you. You hurry to correct yourself. No, I meant that, you know, I just... But you can't think of anything else to say. The queen stands suddenly, her chair scraping against the icy floor. I thought perhaps you understood the necessity of my actions, but you're just like the others, she accuses, her hands gesturing and frost spreading from her fingertips, swirling around in the air. Suddenly, she unleashes her power. A blue light flies from her hand, making contact with your body. As soon as it hits you, you can feel the coldness begin to spread through you, starting in your stomach, moving to your arms and legs. And the cold brings with it sort of a sad feeling. You begin to feel the emotions of the queen. Emotions of regret and anger. All of them feel kind of cold. And that's when you realize you've trained for this. Instead of focusing on the cold that's hitting your body, you close your eyes and you begin to focus inward. You ignore everything else that's happening to you, and you think about a time in your life, a time that's filled with joy, with relaxation, with freedom, with warmth. And as you do, you remember what that moment felt like. You allow the feeling to spread throughout your body. Before long, a power unleashes from the core of your very being, warming your chest and your arms and your legs. You focus the feeling into your hand, and then you project the feeling back towards the queen. Before long, you and the queen are in a battle of wills. You, pushing your warmth towards the queen with as much belief as you possibly can, and the queen trying to push her icy substance or beam of energy or whatever it is towards you. You relax once again, deepen your belief in the feeling. Your belief in the queen's ability to feel differently herself. And soon, your beam of light presses back against hers. As it hits the queen begins to change color. It's as if the ice melts away from her hands and her arms, her legs and her torso. And soon, you see a very different person before you. A person dressed in all sorts of different colors. A person with color back in her skin and a smile on her face. You've freed me from the curse, she says. Long ago, I was cursed with this ice power. I was told that the ice would match my emotions. It started slow. First, I made this really cool ice castle, and, well, I enjoyed that for a while. But then, people started to annoy me. One by one, I got too angry and accidentally froze them. After I did it for the third time, I got so upset with myself that, well, I froze the entire village. I feel terrible, the queen says. But now I feel amazing. You watch as the warmth from the queen seems to spread out across the floor. As it hits the castle walls, they seem to melt away and transform into brick. The queen begins to walk out of the castle. You follow close behind her. As she walks, everything around her melts almost instantly, or solidifies back into a non-ice version of itself. The hallways of the castle are completely unfrozen, lit with a newfound light and a newfound warmth. You follow the queen outside of the castle, and as she enters the village, the light and the warmth begins to spread, melting everything in its path. The people of the village come back to life, moving around once again, wondering, well, exactly what happened. You and the queen move throughout the village, quickly melting each part of it, bit by bit. Before long, the whole place is back to normal. Flowers have come back to life. The grass is green once again. All of the planets, all of the people, all of the things have come back to life. It's an absolutely beautiful sight, and a much more colorful planet than you realized. The deep blue sky, and the bright colors of the trees, and the grass, and the flowers. It's absolutely magnificent.
Subjects, says the queen, using some sort of voice enhancement magic, I am sorry. I truly let my emotions get the best of me there, and you all suffered for it. I invite you all to a feast in the great castle. Be there by 4.
You follow the queen back towards the castle, and as you enter, you notice all of the things within the castle beginning to move. Brooms flying around and sweeping the floor all by themselves. Dishes and benches and chairs flying from place to place, rearranging themselves for, well, for a banquet. Before long, all of the tables and chairs have magically arranged themselves into a perfect setting for a banquet. You hear pots and pans banging in the kitchen. And as you peek inside, you see that the utensils and trays and all of those sorts of things are moving around the kitchen by themselves, cooking up an absolutely magnificent dinner. You spend the rest of the evening gathered around with all the people of the village, having dinner, telling stories, and, well,
you do a lot of laughing as well. As the night comes to a close, you slowly walk out of the castle. You say your goodbyes to the queen, and you walk towards the spaceship once again. Spaceship opens up its back hatch. You climb aboard, and the ship lifts up off the ground. Feeling extremely tired from a long night of banqueting, you decide it's probably time to go to bed. You walk towards the bedroom on the spaceship. It automatically opens itself up. You climb into your bed and pull the covers over top of yourself. The lights dim automatically as you allow your heavy eyes to close. With each breath, you begin to sink down deeper and deeper into the mattress. As your mind wanders off to thoughts of new things and new adventures to come. Good night, everyone.